This episode of Lip Service is brought to you by Tristan Walker and Bevel. It's the first and only shaving system designed specifically for people with coarse, curly hair and sensitive skin. We were talking about this on Lip Service and shaving and making sure we bend down and get it all out of the crack.
Shave the crack.
Right. So this is actually a way to start shaving smarter and get rid of all those razor bumps with a bevel razor. Now, trust me, a lady doesn't want to get next to a guy who feels like the rough side of a bodega sponge. And y'all don't want to get next to us like that either, right?
No. Go to getbevel.com and use code LIPFREE to get the first month of your bevel subscription for free.
Just go to GETBEVEL.com and use code LIPFREE at checkout. Now, let's start the show.
Lip Service. What's up? You know what time it is. It's time for Lip Service, and I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
Oh, and this is a little different. This is a first for us. Okay, we have some gigolos here with us today.
Hi, Karen James from...
First gigolos?
Yeah, gigolos. Yeah. This is your first gigolos.
Yeah.
So, Karen James.
Yeah, Karen James from the Showtime show Gigolos and owner of CowboysForAngels.com, which is a male escort agency for women. We have 95 men that we represent across the United States.
Oh, we looked. We saw you on there, Nick.
We saw.
Not a lot of clothes on those photos, huh?
First of all, what's up with the private profiles? I saw there were some guys that are private. How are we supposed to pick you?
Well, they have a code that you can unlock the profile.
It's like some of those video games.
Yeah, some of those guys, they're more like they have corporate jobs or they have different... They're in modeling agencies and things like that. So they just want to be a little bit more private. So when a client calls, and some clients prefer a private person, if they're going to a wedding, an event, and they are paranoid that maybe somebody would spot them with somebody on the website or something like that.
Have guys ever gone to like the same event and been hired to go to the same event and been like, yo, what's
from across the room?
All right. Now, you know, we always start with the tip of the day. So here's a great tip that you guys can help a lot of men out with. Okay. How do you get hard when you're not turned on? What are some tricks to get hard when you're not really turned on by a woman?
Well, you got your own hand.
I don't know why you'd want to force that if you have a problem doing it. You shouldn't have a problem, you know, getting hard. It's a mental thing, you know, but practicing with yourself will do it. But, you know, find something you're attracted to. It shouldn't be that difficult. You're talking about when you're with a woman, right? Mm-hmm. You should be able to find something you're attracted to. It shouldn't be
that
hard.
But sometimes your penis doesn't cooperate with your brain.
Yeah, well then, you know, you gotta eat better. You gotta exercise. You gotta take better care of yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sleep more. There's anything you can do to benefit yourself is going to help your libido and sex drive.
What if like the woman you're having sex with this woman for a reason, you know, like whether it be money, some guys who are listening to our show might need a house to stay in or something.
Those memes when it's like income tax and it's like a big old fat chick.
You're asking, better start training your brain up here and thinking differently, you know.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's really hard to find a woman that there's not something that's attractive about her, whether it's her smile or the way that she looks at you or the way that she's helping you out in your life, you know? So that's attractive. I would hope that
and
a guy...
credit card bill paid, good, you better get hard.
Yeah, I mean, it's not always about your cock in bed with women, obviously. I mean, there's so many other tools that you can use.
Your mouth.
If women feel good.
Right. That's true. Now that's a great tip.
I mean, there's a lot of tools. You can also bring a toolbox with you. Mm. You know, there's multiple toys.
And it is too.
A lot of things to explore.
If sometimes I jump into it a little bit and I'm not immediately turned on. If I go down on a woman, that arouses me and turns me on too. So.
Yeah.
Does it matter if she's super hairy? Does that bother you?
Oh, that's a
I'm not a
question.
Huge fan of
can
hair.
We ask you ladies like what your current hair situation is? What are we
I have a landing strip.
Okay, that's sexy.
Nice.
I'm a little bit too hairy than I would like to be at the moment, but I plan to take care of that tomorrow.
Like 99% of women take care of all of it or have just a little strip.
Oh, you think that much?
Okay. Yeah.
99%.
They take care of it, or they just have a little strip or something.
Yeah, I usually have a landing strip, yeah, but I've been a little bit lax and lazy. And
when they're getting it on, I live with my significant other. You know,
I grow out a little every couple of days.
Because you know what? Randomly, because I feel like.
Wait a second. I didn't get a third answer, and I'm curious. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Steph.
She's completely balling. Yeah, I can tell you that without even knowing.
Yeah, I shave it. I shave everything. Like I squat down. I shave my crack. I shave everything.
You don't wax it.
No, it hurts.
I shave too.
But shaving, doesn't that make you stubbly?
I shave it like every day. Whenever I start to feel it, yeah.
I shaved that when I was a dancer. When I was a dancer, I shaved every single day.
Yeah.
Which is why these days I'm like, fuck that shit.
The only time I don't shave is when I'm on my period and I just finish my period and it's like the best day. The last day is like, yes, I'm going to clean everything and shave it all up.
She also bleaches her asshole.
Yeah, I do. I bleach. I bleach everything. I bleach my whole...
Keep it clean.
All of that.
We like that.
The whole entire area.
Even I take the clippers and everything myself. I don't shave anything. I get ingrown hairs and stuff when you do that. But I have an expensive clipper that I take to everything.
Yeah, men use clippers.
Or bevel.
Yeah, it's bevel. Bevel's really good.
Bevel's awesome.
Okay, now.
So for those guys, bring a toolbox.
All right, so bring a toolbox. So like a dildo vibrator.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. There's a lot of toys to bring.
Guys are intimidated by toys sometimes.
Really? I was just about to say
What's wrong with these guys?
Some guys don't want to use
kids.
Toys.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many different fun things. I mean, you can bring a rope. You can bring a sexy app. Yeah, bring a rope. You know, do some tying or, you know, you
handcuffs,
can.
That's such a big fantasy of mine.
Don't tie me up if you can't. Don't tie me up if your dick can't get hard. Then what?
I've never been tied.
You know,
I've never
what about
been tied up either.
You know, they have these outfit things that are like a mesh, you know, and you can you put it on just so you could tear it off the woman, and that's fun and sexy.
Edible panties,
net things. You know, get some of that. That's hot. That's fun.
Like, that is hot.
That should turn you
Rip
on.
Rip my clothes off, son. Daddy. Are edible panties tasty though? They look like it's like
they
licorice.
Do. They come in different flavors and stuff.
They taste
but,
like.
But I like crotchless clothes though. That's a turnout.
Oh,
for
that's
me.
Sexy.
Yeah. Yeah, like black latex or leather with a hole in the crotch.
Oh, that's really nice.
I do. Yeah. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Easy access.
Mm-hmm. What about you guys? Are there things that y'all wear? Like you get dressed up too? Cowboys for angels?
Cowboy. I mean, you know, I don't think that there is a men's lingerie line that is sexy. I mean, you got like the little elephant underwear or something. I mean, it's just cheesy.
It's cheesy.
There's no sexy men's underwear or lingerie line. It's nothing.
A clean cut man with a fresh haircut and, you know, nice jacket, pants, shoes, whatever is the equivalent to us seeing a woman in lingerie.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think so.
But what about like guys, you guys have those pants that can just rip off and stuff.
That's so cheesy.
So cheesy. That's so magic.
I used to do that. I was a stripper for 5 years.
That's so magic.
I think male strippers... Sometimes I feel like male strippers do a lot more work than female strippers do. Cause I've been to male review shows.
For sure.
Except unless you're Gigi. Gigi was phenomenal because she was doing all kind of tricks.
Choreography.
I feel like cause y'all gotta like pick women up.
Oh my God.
Like set your dick on fire and stuff.
Yeah, crazy shit. Yeah, you gotta spin and flips like women. They just like guys like this.
Just grinding on the lap.
Shake the You know, shake it a little bit.
Actually, the pole dancing, that's a good workout, too.
It's a great workout.
It's like too much of a workout. It takes a lot of strength to get up there and climb on that pole.
No, Gigi was a phenomenal.
I teach pole dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
But I feel like there's some women who don't do nothing. Like, they just walk
it
around.
It beats you up, too, man. I for an episode, I took some pole dance classes and did all that. It kicked my ass. I had bruises everywhere, all banged. I'm a little too big to be up on a pole. I think a girl can handle that a little better than me, but I was hurting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now have you ever been hired by somebody that you really ended up liking?
All of them.
Dang.
All of them. All of them. Oh, what a great answer.
Most of them. You know, they come into the situation. They have a great attitude. They're excited about it. You know, usually they're in Vegas ready to have a good time. So very, very few times is someone in like a bad attitude and I don't have a good time and I don't like them.
I've owned this agency for 8 years and maybe once or twice over the 8 years, someone will call me, one of my guys, and say, listen, if she would like to schedule me again, like, I'm out of town.
Dang.
I mean, it just doesn't happen. I mean, because, you know, these women are going into this to have a good time. So they're usually a lot of fun to be around. I mean,
yeah, I've only done that one time. Is this because she didn't take care of herself, though?
What does that mean?
Rotten
She's funky.
Tooth.
Oh, halitosis.
It's bad. Yeah.
She had a rotten tooth.
Yeah.
How do you tell mean? Poor you could guy. Smell
I could,
it.
I could smell that shit when I was parking my car.
Yeah. Whoa.
She was up in my face the whole time too. It was rough. I stuck through it. I didn't want to hurt her feelings or anything, but I couldn't see her again.
Those are
the only two things. If they don't take care of themselves or if they have a bad attitude. And like you said, it's really rare though.
Yeah. You don't think it's worth telling her though? Like, hon, you might need to see a dentist.
I don't think I'm the person. I'm there to, you know, try to make her feel good about herself and everything. I didn't want to ruin that moment, you know, it's sometimes it's like a bucket list thing for them. And if, you know, if it is kind of my job to make them feel good. And if I said that would totally, you know,
what if she asked you like, is my breath, does it smell a little tart to you?
I would have to be honest in that situation. If she asked about it, I'd be like, you don't smell that shit. No. What?
She knew her breath smelled.
I thought I was
bad.
On camera.
Now, what would you say the majority of your clientele, like, what's the description of these women? Because we were all trying to figure out
what types of women are your clientele base.
You know, it's hard to make the time to check out Stand Up in the City, especially when you're as busy as we are. Me, Stephanie, Gigi, lip service, plus all the things that we do aside from this. Gigi teaching your pole dancing classes. Mm-hmm. Stephanie with all of your hostings. And I know you have a lot of other things going on. It's hard. That's why hosts Phoebe Robinson and Jessica Williams and their funniest stand-up friends bring the comedy to you on their new podcast.
It's real talk, comedy, and storytelling recorded live in Brooklyn, New York.
You know, I relate. Now they talk about sex, race, dating, parents, awkward situations, and even some celebrities that you just wouldn't expect. So, you know, we're so into it.
Listen up, funny people, or more like people who like funny people. Go to iTunes and subscribe to Two Dope Queens from WNYC Studios.
You might know them from The Daily Show or Broad City, but you're about to know Phoebe Robinson and Jessica Williams from the dopest new podcast, Two Dope Queens.
Believe us, y'all, these ladies are going to show you a good time just like us.
Oh, I mean, we have different, I guess you could say, a lot of different sections or groups of women. And I love the calls from women. And the first thing that they say is, listen, I don't need your service. I'm a beautiful woman. A woman, I just want to have some fun tonight. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of those calls. And then we have a lot of executives, women that are traveling, coming to New York. Right. And they're from LA and they don't want to jump on Match or go sit in a bar. They want to go out for a fun night and have somebody that can show them around, protect them, be protective. So there's a lot of those traveling women. We have women that are more, I guess you could say, special needs kind of women. These are the women that I love calls from. They're going through a divorce. They're having a battle of their lifetime. They're fighting for their kids. They're fighting for, you know, what they've worked for their whole life. And they can't jump into a new relationship because they're in a battle. So how do you start a new relationship when you're going through a battle? But they're so sick and tired and they just want to have a weekend of fun. And so like, we're like a relief for them. We have women that have lost their spouses for over 20 years. They haven't stepped out of the dating scene. And like for us to just like break them back into like, oh my God, I'm so nervous. With this one
so
person.
That's like that.
That was everything, I guess. Everything you just said was everything, I guess. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's all right. I enjoy that part too. Yeah. Being a stepping stone of some sort.
But what if they get attached?
Then
do you feel bad? Like,
no,
this is my first.
You know, attached in one sense is okay, but you know, I lay down the law and draw a line and put up a border and say, this is how it is. I plan on doing this for a long time and I see other people. I'd love to continue to see you, but I'm never going to lie to a client and say, someday I'm going to quit this. I'm going to run away.
What if she starts crying?
Well, listen,
does
what
that ever
you don't understand
they
is
they
like,
cry over that. I'm up front from the first second. I'm up front.
You know, they didn't call a matchmaker.
Right.
They didn't call, they're not looking looking to get married. They're looking for fun. Like mm-hmm. they're looking to pay to be like, okay, time to go. I got to go to work. I got mm-hmm. things to do in my life.
So yeah. speaking of time, yeah. like, do you guys like have a certain time? Like, is the date all night long till the next morning?
Yeah, we have overnights. So we sort of,
so not discount. All dates are overnights.
It could be just an event.
Well, I've booked 2 week appointments. I've booked.
Oh, really?
Weekends. 2 weeks?
Yeah.
What about like a couple hours?
I went to South Africa for 10 days.
What about like a...
Yes. I want your job.
Yeah. No, so a woman could call and ask to be with a man for in a hotel room for an hour.
Well, yeah, I mean, our appointment, you know, it's kind of, I try to let people know an hour is extremely short, you know, and so I usually recommend a 4 hour appointment if you're doing this. So you can meet at the lobby bar, have a drink, get to know somebody, possibly go upstairs, go, you know, whatever, you know, direction you want.
But what if
in.
She just wants to fuck?
Well, if she tells me she just wants to fuck, I can't book the appointment because that's, you know, like, illegal.
That's illegal. Oh, yeah. But then you have an option. So how does that work? So you have an option, like if you guys go out, then optionally, like you can have sex if you so choose, but it's not part of you're providing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I have to follow the law. You know, I have a family, kids, you know, and an agency to protect. So, you know, our service and you girls know. I mean,
so it's just for a date. It's not for sex.
Not just you, but you know that. Any woman, I mean, you three, you can't even ask you three this question, but you know, you could walk into a bar and raise your hand and be like, I need some sex right now.
Book.
Yeah. And you'd have like 52 guys, but any woman can basically do that. So obviously our service is a little bit beyond that. They're tired of, you know, the lame date or the lame fuck or whatever that is.
But if, what
they want to have like some beautiful attention and like the man that pushes in their chair and just like really cares about them. He's not on his phone. He's not like, he's into you. He doesn't look at anybody. So you're not used, you're used to all this stuff that I'm saying. Like yeah. someone that looks at you the whole time, doesn't look in, around.
So
you
is
know?
There a so, training process that your yeah. guys go through?
Yeah. I mean, it's G-sigence. Very strict, very, very strict policy, but you know what? Things do get romantic. I mean, mm-hmm. obviously if you're with a client and there's a spark and you know, there's a romantic spark, things can happen on appointments, you know, but that's not something that, you know,
it's not
selling.
A service.
Right. You can't be like, of course, this.
Right. You can't say, now listen, now that my time's up, if you give me, you know, an extra $1,000, you know, we can make
you
happen.
Can't.
No, that's a crime. So,
but what about in like Vegas?
Yeah. Someplace else? Not in Vegas, in Nevada, well, because it's illegal in Nevada.
Well, there's
not
certain
in the
counties, but yeah, not in the city of Vegas, mm-hmm. you know, but the beauty of the Showtime show, mm-hmm. Gigolos, which is airing on Thursday nights.
I'm sure.
is that we have a sign up list on our website mm-hmm. and there's a specific box that says, do you want to be on the Showtime show? And then we send an email blast out when we're ready to air. And it says your name, some photos, and what is your wildest sexual fantasy? Now I would then submit those to the producer. And we pick through those. And then that person is then free flight, free hotel, and a small stipend to appear on camera. Mm. So they can be as wild as they want and do whatever they want because the producers pay them in. So on the show, there's some wild, crazy ass sexual
there
shit.
Are. Now, let me ask you, what if a woman is like, I want to hire two guys?
Sure.
Sheesh.
What it is, doesn't happen often. A lot of double dates.
Right.
We get a lot, like three girls like you going to Vegas mm-hmm. and have a couple guys go with them. Yeah.
Pick from the list.
Friends and family.
I already know who Steph wants. Way. Yeah. They already picked who they want from off the list.
just for the record, I sleep with really gorgeous guys and they don't charge me. but I thought that, you know, because from the photos on the website and I thought you know, like this would be for a woman, like maybe she can have sex with a guy, you know, pick a guy, but not get like a hot guy, you right. know what I mean? Somebody that's gonna fuck the shit out of her.
All and, of the guys.
You know, and look really good at the same time. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I mean, but again, like, you know.
Like, that's what I thought.
You gotta that's think about the woman. The woman, any woman can get laid. I mean, this is really.
It's more than just sex.
That,
but
it's
not
like
a whole
romance. Yeah, she is.
She's dirty.
It's the whole
whole romantic date. Like it's the boyfriend experience. It's being taken care of. It's being courted. It's being comforted. It's being
I get it.
Shown affection and attention.
And they're still working on legalizing prostitution and everything like that in Nevada as well. But I still wouldn't do that. I would still do this companionship date. Right. I think they should anyways and regulate it. You know, it's been proven to work better anyways.
But you know, I'm just saying again, women, of course, it's easier for us to get laid than it is for a guy, right?
I don't know if that's true though. It's kind of easy for guys too.
But I mean,
I feel like it's
easy for guys to get laid.
I don't think it's easy for a woman to get laid by a star, by a guy who's
isn't here.
You know, like, I mean, like a guy who is just like, you know, who looks like a statue, you know what I mean? I don't think that every girl, I know girls who their whole lives, they're not going to get that.
Yeah.
So it's just a
statues
fantasy.
Aren't that much fun.
Yeah. No, but I mean, that looks like one. You know what I mean? Do you have like most art? You know, you look at this man and he looks like
his body looks like a piece
you know
of
what
ball.
I mean? Like it's chiseled. It looks
someone who takes very good care of themselves.
Right. But I don't think there's, you know, sometimes a woman could get a guy with a really hot body and he got bad teeth or a fucked up looking face or vice versa. Really good face and a bad body.
Package.
You know what I mean?
The whole package.
What about cuddling? How often do women hire you to, they want to just cuddle?
I want to be held.
Well, everybody likes to cuddle. I like to cuddle.
But would you hire women hire? Because I know there was a whole story about, I think in Japan, there's all these guys that get paid just to cuddle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I read about
women.
That.
You read about that?
Yeah.
Does that happen often?
Yeah,
women
that's
just
a
want
big
to cuddle.
Thing. I mean, overnights, obviously, they're going to be in the same bed and they want to feel protected and safe and, you know, they want to feel loved.
Another body, some other energy, connection.
Yeah, I like cuddling, but sometimes I just don't want to be touched. I'm like, all right.
So you hire somebody to lay there and not touch you.
Yeah.
I just want you to lay next to me and don't touch me.
He just wants to look at a statue.
No, but that's why I'm not the hiring a guy type of girl because, you know, I want my man there. I want a guy there and then... I don't, you know what I mean? So
you kind of call him to
over.
Go away.
Yeah, you
no, I'm not what? Paying for anything. I'm not paying for anything.
Well, you know, it's like this.
I got to pay my bills.
Most women, it's kind of like they've been taught that it's okay for a man to hire somebody, but it's not okay for a woman. Like it's like below you or something like that. But really it's empowering that so many women call and they say like, oh, this is going to be so much fun. Like
I think it's really awesome.
I think it's cool too.
And especially the way you described it. And again, every woman that you described as who your clientele, it was what I thought, was what I guessed. Divorcees and people on vacation and so forth and so on.
Or if you're very busy and you like,
busy,
I have to go to this function.
One of the biggest ones.
I need some arm candy with me.
Yeah, right. Of course.
One of the biggest ones is, some lady who spent a lot of time in college and educating herself and starting her business or working for a company and working her way up in the company. So she's super successful. And she can afford to have a quality companion. She doesn't have to go out and date to try to find somebody. And it's on her time. It's on her schedule. And and when it's done, it's back to her job and her life and work.
She can make enough money to keep him faithful, to keep him.
What's that?
Like, do you think she has enough money like to pay him forever so he could just be with her?
Well, it shouldn't be forever.
Because at the end of the day, that's what a woman wants, no matter how successful she is or what she did. You know, you want a forever companion.
Yeah. I think we all want that. And I don't really date my personal life, but I'm open to finding someone like that who accepts me and for what I do. And I don't plan on getting out anytime soon. But the likelihood of meeting that perfect person, if you're a realist, is very unlikely.
It's kind of
a sad thing. I'm a hopeless romantic at heart a little bit too, but it's a lot of work and it's a lot of bad relationships and a lot of bullshit. And we're kind of moving into a society.
No,
where
but I mean for that woman that you said who just didn't have time to find that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, once she's established and she's done and she's
right,
you know,
that's
then,
what
then
I mean, and
I'm
by herself, so she could come and get one of you guys, right? Uh-huh. And that's nice, but then what?
Well, then
we get her in the game a little bit too.
Yeah. You know?
Make her feel more confident.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I mean, we up her game.
We're temporary. We're just temporary
temp service.
Fun.
Temporary service. It's a temp service.
I've had a couple regulars who've met a boyfriend and I wish them the best of luck and everything.
Do you miss them?
I do. I get really close to them, especially I do a lot of amazing stuff and we have weekend bookings. And
especially
if
you go to India for
10
days.
10 days.
Africa for
10 days.
That's a connection. You've definitely connected with these people.
That's a good time.
And all over.
Has a woman ever been like, and I'm sure, okay, I just want you to get out the game and just
you know, be with me.
No, I lay down the law from.
Well, and plus,
because I feel like guys always try to lay down the law, but for women, sometimes we feel like
it's a skill. It's definitely a skill. It's one that you have to have if you're going to be a successful gigolo, too.
You know,
you're not going to be respecting. She's not going to believe anything you say.
Right. And I teach my guys just always be completely honest with your clientele. Mm-hmm. I mean, your job is to make them feel special, but you're not there to lie.
Read through the littlest of bullshit anyway.
Don't say, you know, hey, baby, like, you know, you keep booking me and eventually, I mean, that's
We'll get married.
Yeah, no, because that's not, you know, we're here to be honest with them and we're not here to lead you on or anything like that. Our service is a set time frame and you're paying for a certain amount of time and they know that. And we're not like, you know, the old misconception of a gigolo is, you know, to lead somebody on to maybe buy me a car. I can say on the reverse end,
you know, like you were saying before, it's a common thing for a woman to be a prostitute. You know, it's probably the oldest job in history. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, but a lot of times you hear a prostitute marrying a trick. You hear about that all the time.
I have a question.
I'm open to finding someone like that in my life. You know, like I said, I love my life though. It would take somebody very special to change me. And most likely if I did meet somebody who accepted me, she'd accept my job and what I do as well.
And when people see you, they probably already recognize you from Gigolo.
A little, it's a lot more than I thought it'd be for being on Showtime.
I mean, you guys have one of the top 10 shows on cable television. So of course you're going to get recognized.
Yeah. No? Yeah.
But so are you honest if a woman doesn't know who you are and she's like, oh, so what do you do? What do you say?
Well, he said he doesn't date in his regular life.
I do lots of other stuff. I usually talk about one of the other things I do. I do music.
Oh, yeah. I heard. So you, right.
I'm
so you
a writer. Rap. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, okay.
But of the 95 men, I'm sure a few of them have girlfriends that they accept that this is their boyfriend's job.
Yeah, that was going to be my question. Yeah. How did you get started? Because I see that you're married. So I started this business because I started
dating women who owned an agency, Women for Men.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I slowly learned the business from her, started working with her, and then started my agency. But
you saw a need that had to be fulfilled.
But were you a gigolo yourself?
Well, when I first started the agency, I didn't have a lot of guys. So I'd get a call and no one's available. So I would take the calls. But as I got busier and busier, you know, my job now is to be in constant contact and scheduling and talking to the clients.
You can't have a Friday night gig when he has five other bookings going on.
You know, because I walk everybody into the appointments and I'm talking to people and people get lost and things like, so I couldn't be a great date on my phone. So
you're like, sorry, I gotta handle this booking.
He'd be the worst date ever.
I'd be the worst
date. I can't find Nick anywhere. He's late.
I get the worst reviews ever.
I yell at him all the time. I take his phone from him. I'm like, you don't get this phone for 5 minutes. We're going to sit here and talk a little bit. Get the fuck out of here.
Now, what about women have certain fetishes? Like I have some friends that only like fat guys.
Really?
Oh my God.
No, I do have one friend. She loves fat guys.
Really?
Right. So I didn't see any fat guys on the site.
No, we don't have any, you know, maybe we should start a subdivision.
What do they call them? Remember we
teddy
had-
Teddy bears?
Yes. There's no teddy bears on the site.
Well, you know, we could always start a subdivision. Do you know any good
bears? Because the chubby chasers are out there.
I know some good teddy bears.
Mm.
The chubby chasers are out there.
Seriously. There might be some like need for some type of, some women like guys with really small penises.
I've never heard of that one.
I never heard that either. I think you're making it up.
I don't know about really small.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
Now, okay, so
what's yours?
What's my fetish?
Yeah.
Let me see. What do I like? Well, I like thin guys. Mm-hmm. I think I kind of like guys with beards, maybe. I don't know. All right, now you know what time it is. It's time to take a break and thank our wonderful sponsor for this week's show, Bevel. It's the first and only shaving system designed for men with coarse, curly hair and sensitive skin. And for us women too.
It's clinically proven to reduce and prevent razor bumps, discoloration, and irritation. There's a reason 9 out of 10 Bevel customers come back month after month.
I only like guys who use Bevel.
You get your first month of Bevel free. Enter promo code LIPFREE at checkout.
Tristan Walker and the Bevel team are doing their best to make it easy for you. So don't be difficult. Start shaving smarter today at getbevel.com. That's GETBEVEL.com. Use code LIPFREE to get the first month of your Bevel subscription for free. Everyone loves free. Now, let's get back to the show.
Interesting.
Hey.
It just
scruff
depends.
Or beard?
I think maybe scruff.
Yeah, what's up with those? No woman is into those trendy big fat.
Hell no,
I'm not. I don't. No. I hate it. It's awful. Some I think it's terrible.
Only guys, other guys are into their guy friends with beards.
That, I think guys are
getting the biggest beard. That ain't helping nobody.
Yeah, that's a cool beard, bro. And you're like, thanks, bro.
Your girl's got a fetish.
Right.
My thing is like,
I see what you have for dinner in your beard.
How do you clean it? Like, how do you clean it? It smells like
your beard should not be dirty.
Smells like pizza.
Yeah. Companies eat a salad, now that make it's gonna smell like a salad. Specific products to clean beards and then take care of them and everything. What are your girls' fetishes?
I don't think I have one.
No, you gotta have something.
No, okay, so now let me ask you this because I did. Okay, so Gigi, if you were gonna hire a male escort, what would your requirements be?
Jeez, I don't know.
If you could put together the perfect male for the night, what would you say would be his attributes as far as not even just his looks, but everything about him? What would be the perfect
guy? I guess it would depend on.
Would I do okay?
You do great. I like your shoes.
Thank you.
Okay, that's important.
And I like your tats, so you do good too. And I like, actually, I like your whole style. I peeped your jewelry and everything when you first walked in. It's cool.
Appreciate it.
But I don't know. I don't, that's a hard question. I guess it would have to go.
List some things that you like.
It would have to be like whatever we were doing. Like I would need somebody that would be able to, if I was interested in going to like an amusement park, I would need somebody who wants to ride.
Somebody fun that doesn't get sick on them.
Who wants to eat funnel cake with me and you know, that type of thing. Somebody who will hold, win me all a bunch of teddy bears and hold them for me. Like, you know.
He's got to have good aim.
Yeah, that's what I tell all the guys. It's so much about the little things that, that women love.
The little things really is cute. What count.
Oh, yeah.
All right, what else? And looks wise, what would you go for? Because that's the first
tall.
Thing. Tall. Okay, yeah. Tall. What else?
Muscles? Mature. Thick, I don't like young
thick
guys.
Glasses.
Right. Shut up. I'm kidding. Yeah. She's talking about my
late 30s. Late 30s.
Yeah, I like them older. I'm late 30s. 40s. I like them older than me.
Oh, like, so
40. Okay. I like 40s.
You might like Tom. I think you're describing Tommy down in South
Carolina.
Hold on. That's Stephanie's man.
That's Stephanie's guy.
That's the one that she likes.
Yeah.
He's the first one you see.
Tommy.
All right, so tall. You
tall. Mature.
He's been with me for 5 years and... We actually, he lives down in South Florida with me, so we hang a lot.
Okay.
So, you know, we can...
Look at Stephanie. Look, she's like, yeah, I like Tommy. I'll let you know when I come to Miami.
Is it my turn?
Yes, describe what you would look for.
I wouldn't, I'm not a good client for that because if I were to hire a man to keep me company, I want to get fucked.
Okay. So what would he have to have? A big dick?
He would have to have a big dick, really like a six pack, you know what I mean? A good face, strong hands, like be able to choke me and, you know, be rough.
What are you showing
her? You know, that's what I like.
What are you showing her right now?
Her man.
Tommy.
That's her man.
Like, yeah, Tom.
Don't
like,
choke you.
I don't know. You know,
like,
that's
right
what
now.
I mean. Like,
so
I
you don't care about the conversation.
I would need
or
him to be, not be scared, you know, be able to slap me because those are the things that I don't get from guys.
Oh, my God. Tommy's going to be listening to this right now.
He's like, so if I was not,
he's driving up here right now.
I wouldn't be able to buy anybody's time in your service because I would require.
You're going to have to go to a brothel in Las Vegas.
You have to go to
So
you have to go to the kitty farm.
You guys,
whatever Heidi Fleiss has.
Provide.
You have to go to the dude ranch, girl.
I mean, if I was to hire a man, I'm not gonna want to walk around with him.
But let's just say, okay, aside from the fucking part and the guy with the big horse dick, personality wise, you know, what would you look for somebody? Obviously, there's gonna be.
If
some
I'm gonna pay him,
you want him to be aggressive. I take it
right. I want him to be like. I want him to be in control. Personality wise, I need him to be like, oh, sit. Come on, let's go.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you know,
lay down on your knees.
That's crazy that you say that. Some of my best guys have some of my best guys have taken dominatrix classes because they are with women that are very high stress level jobs and they're bosses, they're corporate and they're bosses and they want someone to like say, you're done being a boss. I'm the boss.
I'm
right
the
now.
Boss.
I listen,
now.
I learned that
down.
When I was
you
a dancer,
see how
that the guys would, a lot of the guys that were high in power, in their employment, they would,
they're sick of it.
They would want to be like, you know, the whole S&M thing. They would
told
want
what to
you
do,
to,
yeah.
Yeah, they would want to be told what to do.
When you're a boss all day, you don't want to be a boss having fun. Really?
Yeah. I
know this one woman who's a dominatrix, and she said their highest clientele is Orthodox Jewish men.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah, she said that is like the most, you know, clientele that they have.
Wow. Those aren't the ones with the curls, are they?
Yeah, the curls. Yeah.
Those are the ones with the curls. Yeah. I see them all the time when where I live at. It's a whole big community of them. And so now beards. When I see them, I'm going to be like, yeah, and the beards. And the, oh my God, every time I see one of them, I'm going to be side-eyeing them like, I know
but,
what she like.
You know, they say as a dominatrix, you're not supposed to sleep with your clients. Is that true or false? What's the dominatrix, you're not supposed to sleep with the client.
No.
Because they said that's like giving up power.
I don't know.
Yeah,
too
you're
much
not
about
supposed
that.
To. It's all about like, it's all about like, it's
depends
all about
how you
like
handle
the,
it.
Yeah.
As long as you're in control, it happens sometimes. Yeah.
What's the most odd request you've ever gotten? Like, oh, we just.
Oh my God. I mean, over the years, I've just gotten some crazy, like, you know, obviously the website says straight male companions, mm-hmm. but there's always this guy, you know, a guy, men that are like.
Wants me to fart on their face and shit.
It's wow. weird. Just
oh
like,
no.
Just
but if
like
you don't have
general,
to do anything with them, is there anything wrong? Like if that's a great check and you don't have to
oh,
do
true.
Anything, you wouldn't
fart.
Just fart in their face?
No. Nah. No,
but I can't make myself
no.
fart.
No. Yeah, I can't fart no. on demand. So
like would
yeah.
you is that something that you would think about? Is it
I mean, it's like being a dominatrix in a way, because that's what they do, kind of like different weird things without having sex.
Do you shit on their chest?
I mean, I don't know that
she
I can
wanted
make
me to
myself
cock over
shit.
Her and exactly. shit on her stomach.
Like enough's enough. Like that's
as long as no, you're not shitting
you
on me.
You can think of some crazy shit. Why are you gonna fart?
We you know, and it's strange. What I don't understand is there'll be a gay man and he'll say, I only like straight men. And so that's why I'm calling you. And I'm like, well, don't you no, get it that yeah. if he's going to be with you, then he's not a straight man. So
he's
how does that fantasy even
he's
possible?
Awkward, yeah.
Not true. What but, about you know, transgender? Have you had any transgender women as clients?
You know, we've had, over the years, I've had about 3 calls and like, it's kind of a situation where I just don't know what to do. Because I don't know what to do.
You should
know?
Leave it. You should leave it up to, you know, some of the escorts yeah. to see right. if they're down for it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, so far it's never gotten past the part of me, like, you know, let me think about it. And they haven't like pursued it more than that. So, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know, like it's such a, it's, well, for me, it's like a newer thing and like, you know, how to handle that situation, you know, cause we're like for women and, but
they are women
are
now. They
women
identify
now.
As women.
Yeah. So yeah.
Well, I mean the post-op ones.
Yeah.
Technically.
Yeah.
Post-op, have a vagina.
So, Nick yeah. is like, no, I'm not doing it.
I've put thought into it as well. And
it's just
know,
not a
it,
common
it, it
call
is,
anyway.
It's tricky. I mean, I don't see myself, you know, being attracted and having a connection like that. Even if they went through the surgery and everything, I don't think I would.
Right. I don't think they have to tell you that either, by the way.
They want it. They want it. Yeah. I mean, I always know.
You can tell?
I always know.
So that has, so you've seen, so you've had some clients, because I would assume that no, if you've, you're post-op, so. You don't have to tell.
I haven't had one. I'm friends with a few, but mm-hmm. I always know. I support them. I support the whole gay community as well.
Yeah.
Right. Just as long as you are whoever you know you're supposed to be, I support mm-hmm. you.
Yeah, and I also, like when men call, I help direct them to find, you know, agencies, men for men, you know, with nothing against it. But
right.
when we started the agency, I found that if a woman was going to hire Billy, she didn't want him to be with Joey the night before.
It clearly.
Would kill their whole, the fantasy. So we're, you know, very strict with hiring straight men for women only. So pretty much worldwide, you know, we're the biggest and best at that particular market. So
do you like check guys out as far as like, okay, I need to know your measurements.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good question.
I'm going to hire her.
To check the measurements.
I need you because you can tell you that you're into that. And of course, you know, so maybe I want to get your number, give it to Tommy, and then you two can work out a deal where he hooks you up as payment
for you. There you go. Oh, there you go. That's a good swap.
Hey, can help.
Listen,
right?
I'm doing I always do deals. This is what I'm all about. Yeah. Just doing deals.
Good.
You like
yes,
it?
Yes.
I can see you on it.
Honestly.
You should be on the show.
I should be on the show.
Is the most wildest request you guys get from the ones that are on the show
yeah,
or in real life?
That's,
or
well,
on the show,
you know,
right?
I, you know, with Showtime, we can say there's a woman and she's in a wheelchair and she hasn't been on a date in a long time. And maybe a couple of guys can go out with her and make her, you know, take her to Vegas and make her have, and the producers across the table, they'll be like, do you think she'll show her tits? And I'm like, come on, it's not that date. And they're like, okay, on to the next idea. You know, so right. Yeah, it's the wildest and craziest kind of women.
Well, it's an adult show too, and they get notes from Showtime saying, you know, they have to show so much as well.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. So
it's wacky, crazy, dirty, but it's
well,
funny.
Well, no, Angela, I don't want to be on the show. I'm not doing porn.
No, you don't have to do porn, but go on a date.
No, she'll just be, she'll go on an episode and we'll do a, because I got to do some, a new recruiting and then, I'll do the recruit. I'll talk to the guys and then she'll take them in the back room, drop your pants.
He's not gonna work.
Yeah, he's gonna work.
Gary. Oh, don't break
not everything.
Now, Gary, you say you know what women want, right?
Yeah, over the years, I've got a lot of feedback.
What do women want?
Women want, they want to feel special. They want to feel loved. They want to have attention. They want to go on a date and again, not have a guy on his phone and paying attention to them, remembering what they're saying, asking them questions about them, not talking about themselves.
Genuinely caring.
Yeah. A caring, fun,
being involved
individual. Yeah. So a big thing that women are turn off on is ego, like too much ego. I mean, a healthy ego is great, but when you're just there talking about yourself, that ain't going to work with a woman. So,
humble confidence.
Yeah, humble confidence. And so, you know, that's what a woman wants. They want to ultimately feel special. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, if you're good at that, then you would do well in this industry is actually caring about people. You can't be fake about caring about somebody.
Right.
Everyone can see right through that. So
especially women.
Yeah. So you have to, like, I hire guys that care about people in general. So, and they're getting paid, obviously. I mean, there's no, you know, we're doing this.
It's like me too. When I started
it's
this.
It's a job. And we get paid. So
when I started this, it was what it was. And, you know, I actually didn't have that much to bring to the table as I do now. You know, I try to help and bring as much as I can besides, you know, just being fit and taking care of myself, you know, help them if they want to do that. I like to motivate my clients and help them with their business and bouncing ideas off of them and being creative and health, fitness, nutrition, everything.
Nick, did you ever envision doing this? Like, was this something like... Is it crazy to you sometimes when you think about it like this?
Well, it was, I left the Air Force in 05. I was in the Air Force for 4 years. I went for the GI Bill. And then after that, I moved to California to pursue entertainment and I got into stripping. And I stripped for 5 years before I did this. He's taking off.
All right, Gary. He took Gary's trying to slide out. He's busy. You know, he's running his business. We're going to, all right. Now we can really get into it with Nick now.
Uh-oh.
You could have said bye. You didn't have to like sneak out.
Well, he
out.
Was trying to sneak out. He was trying to kind of do it on the low, okay. But you put him out there. So you put
it's
him on
okay.
Blast.
As women,
nice try.
The
I
women
saw
in
that.
Here are devastated that he just tried to sneak out on us. But
so he has, bye to
he
no
has
one.
Other
no
obligations
to
attend to.
He's blowing kisses now. He's blowing kisses now. I feel a little better.
He really cares.
Right.
Duck out the back door. What the?
Bye, Garen.
Bye.
So, yeah.
All right. Oh, it's over for you now, Nick.
No, it's just starting.
You don't have any backup.
We know you're busy. You're busy juggling kids, your aging parents, pets, all of those things. So it's no wonder that millions of families are using care.com. Now, family care needs can be unpredictable. Your kids can get sick, picking up a parent after an operation. I know right now my great uncle is really sick in the hospital and emergency visits to the vet. These are all things that happen to families all the time. Well, you need an extra set of hands on demand, often when you least expect it.
The way the world works is changing. 60% of families do not have a stay-at-home parent. 70% of mothers and 90% of fathers are in the workforce. We all need a little help sometimes.
De-stress your life. The majority of working parents worry about their kids every single minute of the day. I know I do. You're more at ease and more focused when you know your kids, parents, pets, and home are well cared for.
Care.com is the world's largest digital marketplace for finding and managing family care. If you use Care.com, it makes your life simpler for families everywhere. You can find housekeepers, pet sitters, tutors, errand runners, and a whole lot more. Maybe you want to line up a sitter for a special kid-free date night. Well, Care.com is there for you. You can purchase background checks to help you vet the caregivers that you're considering hiring. And it's so convenient. The whole security process that you initiated for your potential caregiver, including a background check, reference check, qualifications, and certifications. Care.com provided me the tools to help do my due diligence when I'm hiring someone to care for my loved ones. Now, if you want to save 30% off a Care.com premium membership and receive a $15 credit that you can use toward paying your caregiver when you use Care.com's convenient payment platform, all you got to do is visit Care.com.
All right. So yeah, stripped for 5 years. season. And towards the third or fourth year is something that I was actually interested in. And I approached a few companies to possibly do it. But like he said, there wasn't any companies, I think he said in this interview, there wasn't any companies that were straight men for straight women. And all right. the guys were pretty much seeing guys. Mm-hmm. So there wasn't any of it out there. Then luckily, a couple of years later, he found me on a modeling website and approached me. Saw that I had the stripping background, which helped a little bit. Liked my look. Met me, like my personality, and the rest is history. So,
yeah, I could see you as an actor, really.
I loved it. I loved living in Hollywood. I miss it. I live in Vegas now, and I was going around auditioning every day. And, you know, when Gigolos approached me, it was after studying acting full time for 5 years. I was doing a lot of improv classes and audition classes, and I got to the point where I really felt like I perfected my craft. And I was getting callbacks to everything, and I knew the town and casting directors, which is a big part of it. Mm-hmm. And all my representation says, you know, you can't do adult and you can't do reality. Uh-huh. And it was both. Gigolos was both.
Right.
But it was a starring role on a Showtime series.
Right.
And I was doing music and stuff too. I'm like, man, this show has got to go like 3 seasons. If it goes 1 or 2, I'm screwed. Like, I'm going to be a joke. And that's how it was in the beginning too. Like, what is this? Who are these jokes? But then season 3 happened. Then 4 happened. Then everything else was a cherry top. 5 and 6. And we're having our biggest season ever right now. It's just a crazy journey.
Well, I'm excited.
Yeah.
Like, how competitive is it with the guys though? Like, we always see all these movies and, you know, what a tough business is. I know for women, it's really competitive with women.
Everything
not
in life
other.
Is competitive for women.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, in particular, on the show or with the other guys with the agency?
Just, yeah, in the agency, just as far as this, you know, this industry, how competitive is it? Is it like a lot of cutthroat?
A little
people
bit,
stealing,
you know,
each other's clients?
I don't know about that. You know, I don't think it's that type of person who works for this agency. The other guys on the show are good guys as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we motivate and inspire each other. Okay. And we push each other. You know, if this guy's doing this, oh, I want to do that, you know. And
is there a lot of like, you get a client and then you reach out to, and then y'all talk like offline? You know, I know everything has to go through the agency, but I'm sure these women will be like, well, let me just hit you up myself. Like,
no, it's not allowed. Sometimes if it's a regular and she needs to pass on a message or note or help plan a trip or something like that, you know, I'll give a quick phone call, but I'll block my number, but there's no contact at all. That's one of Garen's biggest rules. So
damn,
I respect that. Yeah.
But what about if you really end up having a personal relationship?
I'll call on a birthday once in a while or something like
sweet.
That.
She'd be like, who is calling me from this black number?
I'll always let Garen know, though.
Oh, really? So no matter any contact, you would let the agency
typically
know?
I like to bring it up in some way. And I'll tell you know, I called her this week and this is going on. And, you know, usually she's talking about some type of booking anyways as well.
Okay.
But, so it's kind of like a follow-up for
but that's good.
A new date.
A little bit. I like to check in. I wish I could check in more than I do as well. But it's kind of like after I see somebody, I'm kind of gearing up and getting the mindset to see the next person too.
Right.
You know, I have like, you know, 20, 30 girlfriends, you know, that I see.
Damn,
And I can't have all of them on my mind at all times. So I can't be in that contact.
Look at Stephanie's face.
She's into it. She's here for it.
I'm with it. I'm
she's
totally down.
Here for it.
Because it's not like he's lying about anything.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's not being sneaky.
And these women aren't being blindsided to the situation. They are walking into
they
the situation
know what,
knowing exactly what
happening.
They're getting into. Mm-hmm.
Are you ever sick of being like, I got to be the perfect guy for all these women? Who do you talk to?
Do I get sick of it? No, I enjoy it. I try to be, you know, better every date and everything, but you know, I am kind of the pleaser. I like being a pleaser, but yeah, once in a while, you know, I don't mind being pleased. And fortunately, sometimes my regulars will do that for
right,
me.
They're
do,
into
do
that.
Something that I like, or, you know, take care of me for a night, you know?
They always say in every relationship, there's a giver and there's a taker. Mm-hmm. So you're more of a giver.
Yeah. Every single one, unless it's my birthday or something. Yeah. She wants to do something special, you know?
What do you ever fall in love? You ever felt like an emotional connection with somebody?
When on some level, I put up that wall though. I don't allow it to pass a certain point. And when I was younger, I bounced around from girl to girl, falling in and out of love or what I thought love was at the time. Mm-hmm. You know, I think a lot of love is immaturity and being scared and thinking that society and Hollywood tells us we need to be married and settled down with kids when we're in our early 20s, mm-hmm. pretty much. And, you know, so we're scared and we're looking for that next person. If this person, if I'm attracted to you just a little bit, I'm going to jump in a relationship and it's going to suck, but I'm going to make it work and we're going to fight, but that's okay. You know, people fight. No, it shouldn't be like that.
How do you decide who to spend your birthday with? Hmm. Does that cost extra? Or do you have several birthdays?
Usually special clients book me for my birthday. I'm trying to think the last couple.
When's your birthday?
September 3rd.
He's a Garen's Virgo.
Garen's is September 1st as well.
Virgo. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You'd be like, okay, it's my birthday. Who am I going to spend it with? Everybody probably got to outbid each other. How many dates would you say you go on in one day? Like, what's the most?
Oh, no, it's nothing like that. When when the show got picked up, for the first year, it was only like one or two a month. I was lucky to get two a month.
Wow,
and it was
really?
Shorter bookings.
I was wondering.
The clientele wasn't there, but then the show aired and a lot more came in and I overwhelmed myself. I'd see a few a week, but typically it's like one a week. And I have an overnight and overnight minimum on weekends. So typically it's an overnight or weekend booking.
Now, the real question is, how expensive is it?
The overnights are $3,000. The weekends are $8,000.
It's not bad.
Ooh, okay.
Garen takes 20% of that.
But it's still nice money. No, good, it's money. Good money. Really money.
I'm happy with it. Garen wants to put my prices up again because I have a lot of bookings that I can't handle supply and demand a little bit, but I'm mm-hmm. happy where they're at. I think it's fair.
$3,000 for one night. Like, forget that Chanel bag. We're going to book Nick.
I like to think I'm worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's awesome.
Oh my goodness. So, all right. So he was talking about what women want. So what do you think that women want? Garen was telling us he knows what women want. What do you say, Nick, that women want?
He said, I agree with a lot of things that he said. He talked about some women, you know, want the alpha type male. Mm-hmm. It's most that's women want. Women. Most women want the alpha type male.
That's what I want.
Most women do want you to take control. Mm-hmm. You know, when they're handling the finances and the date and the planning and a little bit, you know, they can't handle all of that, but you know, you take control another way. You make sure you get to, if they plan a few things, you make sure you get to where you're going and you check in with the reservation and, you know, you take control of the conversations and, you know, if anything develops, you take control of every situation. They do like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I would need like a suit, like a Hulk type of guy. Like if I was to hire somebody, it would be to get what I can't get from guys. And that would be like abuse.
Shut up. You can hire somebody to
abuse
get
is a bad word. Rough, yes. Rough play is roughness, good though. Rough is good.
She's talking about
blood, broken bones.
She's talking about
a little choking's okay, right, as long as you don't pass right. out.
Choking, you know. Slapper in the face.
A little sadism,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like throwing around and roughed up a little bit. Yes, grab them exactly. Ankles and flip your ass over.
A little 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
50 Shades of Steph.
Yeah.
You don't want to bleed or anything.
No, I mean.
You don't want any marks.
Yeah,
no marks.
Marks,
little slap marks that last like just for a night, maybe.
Exactly.
But no,
nothing,
no blood,
no real,
ripped out hair. Some people pull hair too hard. You can pull hair a little bit, but you got to do that right too.
You have to know how to do that.
Yeah, I've had my hair ripped out. I get abused, man.
What? You get abused like that?
As you'll see on this Thursday on Gigolos, I insured my penis for $1 million.
Oh my god, he's got that
just in case.
Yeah, I get beat up, man. I had one slap me so hard she almost knocked me out. I had a professional wrestling match.
See,
I used to do a lot of crazy shit.
I wouldn't want to do that to a man. I wouldn't
want
to
you
do that.
You would want him to slap you with his dick across your face, right?
His stick.
I do Brazilian jiu-jitsu as well. I'm a brown belt and I do MMA and all that. So they think that they could be rough with me and beat my ass up.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I'm the bad boy tattoo, so I can kick your ass. Hell no. Don't
He's
work.
The bad boy.
I get beat up too
bad
much.
Bad boy rapping with the tattoos.
I kind of wish I didn't take on that role now. You know, I'm getting beat up way too much.
When I was reading up on the company, I read that you guys had over 15,000 employment requests and you're only up to 95. So does that make you feel like, you know,
you're
really like
one.
Special that you're here? Like you're like one
for
of the
sure, man.
Very
you know,
few
I'm very
that made it through
my
to
life. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Very, very special. Very happy. Very humbling. You know, it's great. Oh yeah. And Garen loves it when you send him penis pictures. So fill out that employment form and send him penis pictures. Once again, it's cowboysnumber4angels.com.
We actually have a website, an email address for penis pictures as well. So
yeah, Angie likes the.
Yeah. PrettyDickSwag@gmail. If you guys want to send yours.
Forward all those to Garen. I'll pay you to do that. I'll pay someone here to do that.
What about like pictures?
You got 1,000 penis pictures in a day. Oh my God.
What about pictures? Are these women allowed to like take pictures and stuff like that with you? Like if they're like laying in bed and like,
selfie.
Come on, let's take a selfie.
I try to keep it as private as possible. You know,
is your profile private on the site?
No.
He's not private.
Oh, right. Cause you're on the show.
I'm on the show.
Yeah.
You know, well, about half and half of the clients, about half the clients watch the show and, you know, they're kind of fans too and they want to take a picture. And yeah, usually I do that outside of the bedroom, but,
like y'all can't be laid up like me and babe.
I don't ever post pictures when I'm with another girl or a client or anything like that. Cause I don't want to make anybody jealous.
Yeah. Do girls ever like beef with each other? Like, oh, I seen such and such put up a picture with you. Are you fucking her?
Oh no.
One more time.
Can you repeat that?
Some of your other clients, like maybe they'll see another girl post a picture with you. Do they ever ask you like, oh,
I ask
you
them all
her?
Not to post them up. Mm-hmm. So it's usually just fans who come up to me. If you ever see me with a girl, it's usually just a fan.
Not a client. Yeah. So you don't, yeah. you would take a picture with a client, but you will ask them not to post it.
What about family gatherings?
I was about to ask that.
Yes. Family gatherings. Like, listen, I need you to pretend that you're my fiance. I want you to come meet my family on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Have you done that?
Not too much of that. Trying to think, and you brought up the weddings and stuff too. I don't think I've done too much of that. No, that's not that common. Usually they're in Vegas and they want to have time, you know. Usually just it's not fun. A family gathering, or it's me and her going off to, you know, to Hawaii or.
What if a girl's like, Paris. Can you urinate on me? Do girls ask for stuff like that?
We'd have to be pretty tight for me to do something like that. I think I don't think I'd be if that's what she really wanted. No farting though. Farting the line. Pee, maybe, I guess. I don't know. I haven't been asked yet.
Nobody's asked you to pee on them?
No. The golden shower thing too. And urine's sanitary too. It's not the biggest deal in the world. And it's warm, I guess. I don't know.
It's warm.
But that's the big turn on, right? A little bit. I don't know. Or it's like shooting something out of it.
Oh my God.
All right.
Funny.
So what are some things you've said no to?
No, I haven't been peed on.
Me either.
No to?
Somebody asked me to pee on them once though.
How was it? Did you do
I didn't
it?
Do it.
I would have did it. I'd be like, okay.
And yeah, my baby daddy told me that I peed on him, but I really had just
on accident.
Well, I squirted, but I didn't know that I squirted. I was so young. I didn't know what was going on. But in hindsight, I was like, oh, I didn't pee on him.
You were embarrassed.
He told me that I peed on him. And I was like, I didn't pee on you. You're gross.
Guys love
and
squirting.
And as I grew up, I realized that back then when he said that it really was just that I had squirted on him. And
guys love when you squirt on them. They're gross.
She's like, it's gross, but she does it.
They like
it. Yeah, I can't control it. It happens.
It ruins shit, too. Like, you gotta throw mattresses and flip couch cushions.
Yeah,
and
so you gotta pick who sleeps in the puddle.
But you're in hotels with these. I mean, it's not like it's in your house. As long as it's not your bed.
Happened in my house once.
It feels good, though. It feels good when it happens. It feels nice.
Get out a tarp.
So, you said that you don't really date much in your regular life, right?
Yeah.
But do you like you don't want to at all?
He does.
I do a little bit. I mean, she's got to be pretty special though. Mm. You know, I get my fix. I love dating. I like, who doesn't like going out and going to a nice dinner or a movie or a show and, you know, having fun and doing everything else that, mm-hmm. you know, you do in a relationship or traveling. But, you know, I get my fix from the job.
You get more than your fix.
Well, I was about to say that. You get your fix in a really fat paycheck.
All right. Well, Gigolo.
And a great show.
Yeah, on Showtime. We're excited to watch it Thursday nights, right?
On Showtime.
Yes. Thursday nights on Showtime.
Two more episodes this season, but Garen's been saying you can download a Showtime app for like a free month and all the episodes are on there.
Ooh, I'm going to watch all of them.
I'm going to watch them. Yay.
I don't want anybody to watch it.
And you guys can
I'm just kidding about that.
You guys can learn a lot about women, what women want, okay, from watching Nick.
Guys.
How serious are you about your music career, though? Is that something that you would say,
100%
okay? 100%
serious, no. I wasn't at the beginning. You know, I told them that I was a rapper to get on this reality show, which I rap my whole life. But then they're like, okay, rap. So I had to come up with really put together some music. And I put together Gigolo, which is, it's a solid song, but it's nowhere near to what I'm doing now.
Nick Cannon had a song called Gigolo.
Gigolo, yeah. I got an awesome review about my song from Variety saying it was better than his track. Yeah, that was cool. But We Fight, I just did the music video to that too. That's my baby. And I produced and I put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears and just hours and hours of writing. I'm really complex with my rhyme structure and I studied English and I focused on creative writing. So, I mean, I've just studied our language and putting words together. And you can really see that in the song. It's motivational music. I got a new track called No Competition coming out as well.
What a perfect male specimen.
Oh, that's like my son's father. He studied creative writing and he's an incredible rapper. Like my son's father is a really good rapper.
Cool. All right. Well, Nick,
I wouldn't plug him, but he's a good rapper.
We thank you so much for coming by and hanging out with us.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Oh, it's lip service.
Bye.
Thanks again to Two Dope Queens and their dope new podcast. It's Phoebe Robinson and Jessica Williams. They're bringing you the real, real talk, real storytelling, and real funny comedy with a bunch of hilarious stand-up comedians.
This podcast is recorded live in Brooklyn, New York City. So who knows what might happen?
These two ladies will have you laughing the whole time you're listening. So check out Two Dope Queens from WNYC Studios.
Now get the podcast on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wherever you get lip service.